Damn good argument.
Okay, so welcome to Refrigerators Radio, Honey Bun Bay Radio, Late No Taku Radio, ultimately Mugiwara Gang Radio. We're out here recording another podcast, episode 2.
Okay.
If anybody's been listening. Yeah. but yeah, let's get started. Okay, so today we are discussing hip-hop and One Piece. Hip-hop characters. Well, no, One Piece characters and their corresponding hip-hop artists. So, argument started.
Alright, so how about we list characters first?
Well, we have to give context to the general just...
Alright, give context.
The context is just the fact that I was listening to A$AP Rocky, Heavy. And in listening to A$AP Rocky, Samuel was inspired to listen to Schoolboy Q and said that Schoolboy Q is a West Coast A$AP Rocky. To which I said I don't need a West Coast A$AP Rocky because I have A$AP Rocky. He is still alive and well, thank you very much. And releasing music, let's not forget to add. So, nonetheless, that started this One Piece conversation. Of course. How do we get from A$AP Rocky to One Piece? I don't fucking know. But
it's just, it merges two things that go together, like... Not necessarily peanut butter and jelly, because that can be toxic.
It can be deadly.
Can be murderous. Or, like, what the fuck goes again nowadays?
I don't know.
But hip-hop and anime have always gone together beautifully.
I concur.
Like, it is two things I feel that every young black person can fucking empathize with.
You're going to find a character to relate to somewhere in anime.
Exactly, yo.
I said that I genuinely don't remember how we made this jump.
We're making the jump because I was comparing Schoolboy Q and A$AP Rocky. And you were like, I don't need A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky is the low-key king of New York. Like, if A$AP Rocky was a hip-hop character, he'd be Shanks.
That started
a whole argument.
And that started that. So then I said, no, I didn't say Shanks at first. You said Schoolboy Q would be Croc.
No, because you said A$AP Rocky.
I didn't say Shanks, though. I said somebody else, and then I leveled him up to Shanks. Because you gave him... I said Mihawk.
Oh, yeah.
I said A$AP Rocky would be Mihawk.
Yeah.
And then you said Schoolboy Q.
He would be Croc, probably.
Yes, would be Croc. And so I'm like, nah, if Schoolboy is Croc, A$AP is Shanks, and the A$AP mob are his...
The Red Hair Pirates.
The Red Hair Pirates, like... Just niggas who put in work, occasionally pop out, but always just chilling in the cut with their niggas.
It is a good argument, per se, but that's like, Shanks is a young Yonko. Like, the four
Okay, but
Yonko.
He's also, but also let's not forget fucking that he's the youngest Yonko. Let's also not forget.
He's the youngest Yonko. I mean, the second youngest Yonko. Okay. And also...
Who's...
Also,
yeah.
Second youngest
No
Yonko.
Spoilers. No spoilers. That was a spoiler in and of itself. Nonetheless, moving right along.
Okay. I'm sorry. Alright, disclaimers and shit. Are we supposed to put a disclaimer? Goddamn.
I guess we can't put a disclaimer, but that's not gonna gonna get picked up.
But this, beyond the fact.
Beyond the fact that the A$AP mob is Red Hair Pirates and A$AP Rocky is Shanks, we said.
Profound effect on the culture in profound dimensions. Every dimension.
Mm-hmm. Got their hands in everything.
You gotta give them respect. So, I mean, it's a huge leap to say that they are one of the top, let's say, four or five squads in all of hip-hop.
Yeah, they now. Are.
And,
I'm
I mean,
calling
it's, it. It is a good argument. And it's just say it just reminds you that hip-hop and anime just go so well together. The ranking systems...
So, where we genuinely left off...
Where we genuinely left
was
off...
trying to find out who Remy Ma was.
Who Remy Ma was?
Yes.
Can we go over at least the people that we know are... We know.
Okay, so...
We know...
We've got A$AP S. Shanks.
Alright.
We've got... Right.
We still have ASAP Rocky as Shanks.
We had Nas's Whitebeard for now. Until right, we so find a better spot for him.
At this point, yeah. At this point,
we oh, we gotta Shanks. Pull up names, though, too, because... Alright, so we had Jay-Z as Sengoku.
Yeah, we had Jay-Z as Sengoku.
And we had Beyonce as that other bitch at Marine Headquarters who pops out occasionally.
Yeah.
To put in a swerk.
Yeah, I do. She put...
We had Young Thug as Doflamingo.
Young Thug is definitely Dofy. But
Young Thug is Dofy.
Young Thug is definitely we had... Dofy. Niggas gotta respect Dofy and everywhere. Did, everybody's was... afraid of Dofy by the same time. Everybody's like, this nigga's crazy.
Who was Yachty?
Yachty was Jack.
Yachty was Jack?
He's the $1 billion
to...
boy.
Yachty is the Jack to the Migos is Kaido.
Yeah, if necessarily you're gonna say the kings right now of hip hop, you gotta collectively. I think that's why they can't be brought down because
there's three of them niggas.
It's three of them niggas, literally. You can't assassinate.
So they're like, if Cerberus was fucking.
Which, at the same time, people make a lot of Cerberus-Kaido fucking analogies, mm-hmm. too.
Precisely. So, boom.
So, like, that makes
there you go. Sense. So, Kaido is fucking the Migos.
Yeah.
And
Migos are definitely Kaido.
Yachty is...
But we also said Jack. Nicki Minaj is definitely Ma.
Nicki Minaj is Ma, but Cardi B is Boa Hancock.
Yeah.
She came from the dirt. High key. And now she's like, I'm a poppin' ass bitch and nobody could tell me shit.
Nicki Minaj is definitely Motto and everyone around. But
Nicki Minaj is most definitely Big Mom.
But the most importantly, we came to the conclusion that Luffy would be Kendrick.
Luffy is Kendrick and TDE are the Straw Hat Pirates.
It makes perfect
and SZA is Nami.
It makes perfect
with Schoolboy Q as Zoro.
And maybe
Oh. My favorite one of that though was Brooke Snoop Dogg as their Brooke.
So I was saying, like, I would put Absol low-key as Chopper.
Absol Chopper.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but I would put Absol as Chopper. I need J-Rock needs one definitely Schoolboy Q is definitely his Zoro, and I think maybe Sanji. But Sanji's never no, so that would be. I would low-key say Schoolboy Q would be Sanji, even though that nigga has just got his upgrades. Zoro. And then J-Rock would be Zoro. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. In hip-hop...
All
right. In hip-hop, J-Rock isn't as big like that, but J-Rock is Kendrick's right hand. But also, Schoolboy is Kendrick's right hand. So, no. I will warp that. J-Rock was Kendrick's mentor, but Schoolboy is Kendrick's right hand. So, fucking, I would say, yes. Schoolboy Q is definitely Zoro.
Yo, so, Isaiah Rashad is definitely Usopp.
But that's what I'm saying. All right, yeah. Isaiah Rashad would...
It is definitely Usopp.
Yeah, because that nigga's scaredy as shit.
That's Usopp.
That nigga is afraid of everything.
What?
Ooh, Isaiah Rashad being Usopp is perfect.
No. So, alright, so Isaiah Rashad is Usopp for sure. Especially definitely. The beginning of his album. They're like, nigga, where's your album at?
Exactly.
He's constantly ducking niggas.
Yo, nigga, on their fucking Instagram, they put out the schedule of everybody in their labels when their album's dropping. And specifically, they made sure to put right next to Rashad. Nothing. You know what he's dropping this year? Nothing. You know what he's doing? Nothing. Know where he's at? Nowhere.
That's an Usopp shit.
Like, why are you doing that to him?
That's an Usopp shit. Alright, so he's Usopp.
That nigga's scaredy as shit.
And who else we got left? We got Snoop Dogg,
yeah,
bro.
We need Robin.
We need Robin and Frankie.
Yeah. Jay-Z's definitely Sengoku. Old as shit now.
Yeah, Beyonce's up there too.
Still can put in work, but who is Garb? Top?
Garb?
No, then I would say Garb. I would more say or Garb Jay. Would be Trey. Garb would be Trey.
Alright, Garb is Dre.
Garb would be Dre.
Okay.
Then Garb would be Dre.
All right, so let's take a break here and regroup.
Yeah, got right some of those.
Write some of these shits down.
We have the answer.
And we'll be back with some more.
You know it, bruh.
Sorry. All right, no, you're fine. All right, so we're back. Nonetheless, we were at. We were last discussing Uzi and his place in the One Piece universe. We believe Uzi's place in. Wait, what did we decide actually? Because we were kind of on the fence about Blackbeard.
It's just because whether Blackbeard really was Kanye, the troll king of the world, or who truly was the bigger troll king of the world. Where, I mean, Uzi is literally like, I'm the devil. And you idiots are following me to hell. Where Kanye's like, yo, follow me to insanity and destruction. So I don't know which one.
Alright, well, how about this? Who is CP0?
Raw Lucy? CP0? Like as a squad?
Who is the world government? Do you think Kanye could be the world government and Uzi could be Blackbeard?
Just blowing shit up. That would be pretty decent. Or Kanye could be, Kanye is a Kainu.
If Kanye's a Kainu...
Big murdering mass...
If Kanye's a Kainu, then who's behind a Kainu as a world government?
Well, there's a lot of things behind it. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Clive Davis is the world government. That nigga is the Grammy Association.
All right,
so Clive Davis is the fucking world government. So I guess he's like those four niggas that are always in the shadows.
Yeah, the Girasay.
Yeah, Clive Davis is a Girasay. Yeah. All right. That's a good one.
And Goku.
JD is a Goku. Fucking Beyonce is one of the bitches up there that the
same. Like, we know, like, this shit ain't right.
Yep, but we out here making these coins.
But, like, we gotta make a living, nigga. Niggas gotta eat. So, we are OP, but y'all talking about the. Y'all got them going against the world. So, we do what we can.
Like, yeah, nigga. They're the world government.
We do so.
Yeah, fucking Kendrick.
TDE. And Kanye just, like, at the time, like,
Then who? Alright, can Lil B be Buggy?
Little B. Okay. Buggy inspired a lot of niggas.
That's a little B.
Oh, I said little B.
Even if it was just him yelling.
Yeah, you know, dumb shit.
Alright, cool.
Like Lil Pump.
Who's Lil Pump?
Who's J. Cole?
J. Cole is.
Oh, we already said Law.
Is Law. Yep, he sure is.
Drake.
Drake is Drake. There. Or, no, I got it. Drake is Kizaru.
Definitely.
Drake is definitely Kizaru. Mushima!
Come here!
Six God! Alright, so Jake is Kizaru. Who did you said Kanye was a Kainu? Alright, yeah, Kanye's a Kainu, and then Clive Davis is a Girasay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, Drake is a Kainu, and the Migos are definitely Kaido. Who else we got? We still haven't found a place for Remy Ma. Yo, can Remy Ma be Marco?
Okay.
Remy Ma.
Oh, hold on. I think before because we said we were trying to figure out where Nas. We said Nas was Whitebeard?
No, I've got a perfect role for Nas, yo. Nas is dragon.
Nas is what?
Dragon.
Nas is dragon.
Yup.
That's a dragon.
And if J. Cole wasn't Law, he would be Sabo.
Drake and Kendrick, so I will. That's only contemporary, so. But that's that nigga Kendrick's brother, too, so.
You know who could be Ace?
Who?
Lupe.
Okay. I can see that, too. That nigga's crazy.
Just like, yeah, I'm just gonna buy my business.
Yeah, I'm just staying the fuck out of this. I am dead. I will remain irrelevant.
Dead.
I'm
minding my business.
Thank you for loving me.
That was lasers.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And I'm up. Let J. Cole preach to y'all niggas now. So yeah, J. Cole with W. Sabo.
Yo, you know why J. Cole? No. J. Cole has to be law. Let me tell you why. Because Lil Pump is fucking Gustino.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's Caesar.
Yeah.
He's like, nigga, I've got your heart. Like, right? Act right. I got your heart, nigga. Do better.
Like, I could edge you.
Do better, my nigga. Time. But I choose not to. Because I'm the doctor of this shit. And I'm here to save lives. J. Cole is definitely law.
Even though he's murdered millions of people.
Yep, J. Cole is definitely law. Who's Sabo then?
Who would Sabo be? Sabo would be,
close to Nas.
Very close to Nas.
Yeah. Definitely Nas is fucking dragon.
But everybody looking close to Nas. I mean, Joey Badass, technically.
Joey Badass is
that nigga. Joey Badass is, like, artistically that nigga.
He's Sabo.
I would give Joey Badass Curly Sabo.
Alright. I'll give Joey Badass Sabo.
I'll give Joey Badass Sabo.
Is that it?
I mean... We got Young Thug, we got... I guess you can say Major D.
Where's Papoose, though? Is he just under Marco's wing?
He could be one of the niggas that got wrapped in the fucking...
The Battle of the Greats?
Yo, the Great War, yeah. Because who'd you say was right, bro?
Remy Ma's Marco. She's the phoenix that keeps coming back.
Then who would be Fat Joe?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Who's Pharrell?
Who's Pharrell?
Pharrell should be Marco.
Where are you at?
Pharrell should be Marco.
But, like, yeah, that was a... Well... Alright, do we write down any of these?
Not at all, but we have it on recording, so we can definitely reference back to this shit.
But the Straw Hats as TE is a great one.
I agree.
I feel like low-key apparel needs to be made about that. Low-key.
Alright, I'll bet all you your apparel.
Cute shit, get all your cute shit at
Baby Sonic Coat. Etsy.com/shop/BabySonandCo.
Hashtag shameless.
Hashtag shameless endorsements.
Nonetheless, but fucking,
the only commercial on the show.
That's a good one. Who would Robin be? Yeah, we'll never forget that. Janae Aquino. Ray Shem.
I guess Janae Aquino.
So, Sabo would be Ray Shrem. Joey Badass, so, but Ray Shrem is that. Ray Shrem or is
it? I could see Sabo as Ray Shrem.
I can see that.
Low key hardworking niggas.
Yeah.
I could see Sabo as Ray Shrem.
He's just waiting for the culture, playing with Switch. Interesting.
Okay.
That's a good landscape. They can see the map that shit.
Niggas do need to rap in that shit.
I wanna put Kyle somewhere on that.
Kyle can be Cody. Kobe. Kyle is Kobe.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
I can do that.
My nigga Kobe's getting up there.
Oh, dude, he just got promoted.
By I know. Kobe. That's what I'm saying. My nigga Kobe's getting up there. My nigga Kyle's getting up there. That's what I'm saying. He's working his way up. Study.
Oh, they can start a movie.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. All right, yeah. Kyle is Kobe. There you go.
Where will Will Smith be, though?
Will Smith is...
Go to life, Jiggy.
No. Who's...
Oh, we never said who was Roger. Well, Loki said Rocky was Roger.
What?
Or Pac was Roger.
Alright. Let me say that I wanted to put Will Smith as... I can never get this nigga's name. That cold nigga.
Akainu. Wait, no.
No, Akainu is...
Kizaru.
No, Kizaru is Moshi Mosh. And Akainu,
Kuzan. But yep. But he changed his name since because, you know, he left the military.
So he's not Admiral Kuzan. His name is Kuzan.
Yeah, no, Kuzan was his code name.
Fuck, I don't know his name.
Yeah. Kuzan was his code name.
Nonetheless.
Like, Kuzan means like Blue Falcon or something.
I wanted to say that was Will Smith, but Will Smith... Can Will Smith... Can Will Smith be Saul D. Roger?
What?
The giant that saved Robin's life?
Yeah, Saul D.
He was a captain. But he found out he found out the bad in the military, so they turned on him.
Okay. So would you make Jaden Robin?
I don't make Jaden Robin.
I wouldn't mind that.
Mm-hmm. The free spirit demon child.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
I'm
11. So, these eggs.
I ate a little bit of it, and I was like, I'm not sure. But let me just sit there.
All right. We're
so Jaden's Robin.
Jaden Smith is Nico Robin.
I can see that. All right. But then where you put all these young niggas? Would you put them as, like, the fleet niggas? Like, yes. Popping crazy niggas. Like
that the young niggas, that niggas like Kendrick are like, niggas, I did not influence you.
Yeah.
Do not look up to me.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, we fuck with you.
Like, who would be Benji?
Pusha.
Ooh. Yeah, that nigga's been talking about cocaine for years.
Yup. Benji's an old
man. Hey, that nigga's been taking down King for years. He just been sitting in the cut like, slip off. Bow.
Yeah. Benji. Coming for your head always. Headshots only. Headshots only. Pusha is definitely Benji. And Benji works for anyone, so it's not necessarily, oh, he's under Ma. Like, he does his own thing. Nonetheless. Alright, Pusha's Benji. Who else we have? Pharrell's Marco. We haven't found a place for Remy.
For Marco?
For Remy.
For Remy?
Because I gave Pharrell Marco. Mm-hmm. That nigga is crap.
Then did we already said J. Cole was low, though.
Yeah. Ray Shrebby Sabo.
J. Cole's law and
Lil Pump is Caesar Clown.
Is he?
Yeah.
I would say I guess.
Fucking so. With the youth. Poisoning the youth. Until Law had his heart in a vice. Yep.
Yeah, he was. Exactly what he
was. So that's them.
I mean, it's all young niggas. You wanna go into the satanic niggas?
We're giving Uzi Blackbeard. So the rest of them could be Blackbeard's crew of fucking criminals and escape convicts.
Yeah. You could definitely make fucking a good comparison with that nigga Burgess. Is somewhere. Yeah, that nigga Nav is probably like Dr. Q or some shit. And you can probably make that nigga fucking Trippy probably be Burgess. And this nigga fucking Cardi's with the fucking wings.
You know who I want to make Vega Punk? J Dilla. So it's Vega Punk.
Wait, what?
Isn't he?
We don't know.
What? Yo, the technician that laid the groundwork for most of the shit now?
But Vega Punk is not... I don't know if he's dead, because there's mad niggas who still have Vega Punk shit.
Yo.
Mad niggas fucking... Sanji's dad said he grew up with Vega Punk.
And mad niggas grew up with Jay Dillon.
Who would Sanji's dad be?
Are you giving Jay Dillon the Vega Punk? I feel like that's a good one.
I guess so. I see what we give that, then you can say maybe even Sanji's dad will be.
If you're talking about Roger as Rock Camp, J. Dilla Camp is Vegapunk.
The backward beat, even the industrial beat, all basically can take a lot of their roots to some of J. Dilla shit.
And almost all the technology that they're using in One Piece now can be attributed to Vegapunk shit.
Maybe. I'll give you that.
I feel like that's a good one.
Yeah. Alright. But then, Nav is like Dr. Q. Just like, I'm not here.
The weekend could be Rob Lucci.
Why would the weekend be Rob Lucci?
Because Rob Lucci works for Cypher Pole, and Cypher Pole is directly under Clive Davis, and Clive Davis is the devil. And they're on the evil side of the world government. Then you work for the bad guys, my nigga.
Yeah, but Loki, Weekend's I guess so. Weekend's Loki, the leader of fucking Uzi and them niggas.
Okay.
If the Weekend's the leader of them niggas.
And if Blackbeard as a now Yonko isn't taking some cues from Cypher Pole.
Yeah, because he high key is taking cues from the history books.
So that nigga is the Weekend is Rob Lucci.
Okay, I can see that. Damn. This is why hip hop and anime work so well
together. But who's Cypher Pole?
Cypher Pole would be
36 Mafia.
I mean,
excuse me, Juicy J.
I mean, there's been a lot of niggas. I think Cypher Pole, each one of them niggas was just a nigga, an industry nigga that was just like, they thought they was nicer than they were.
Cypher Pole was supposed to be up there, though.
Yeah, I know. I thought Cypher Pole Zero now.
Cypher Pole Zero is supposed to be up there.
That nigga Rob Lucci just got promoted.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I'm fucking referee and shit. Nonetheless. Alright, that's a good stopping point, because, like, that's a lot.
There's a lot of niggas. Alright, so maybe at one point in time, after we've written this down to analog and really sorted through the comparisons that we've made, we'll be able to revisit the topic once we have it more solid and whatnot. But I think that's a solid amount of information.
You want people's input on this one?
Yeah, sure, that'd be great. Yeah. If you have any complaints, or if you think we're completely wrong.
Yeah, definitely. You can want us complete off. Some of them I think are spot the fuck on. Right. But again, you gotta go.
If you want to challenge some of them, feel free.
Please, because please, that would give me a battery for days.
For days. So maybe actually not.
Please.
Nonetheless, this has been Fridgerators Radio, Mugiwara Gang Radio, as you can clearly tell, Layton Otaku Radio, also sponsored by Baby Zan & Co., where you can get all of your otaku needs, otaku slash hip-hop needs. Actually, we've got some great Doom prints and phone cases available, so check it out. Nonetheless, this has been
Moshi Mosh.
Moshi Mosh. Okay.
Alright, so the discussion specifically is OP chapter 908, right? And first and foremost, I do want to say about OP chapter 908. What people don't seem to be bringing up is the fucking fact that this man Olympus just made a rule book for the Straw Hat Pirates.
You know why niggas aren't bringing that up? Because Olympus made a rule book for his niggas.
Which that's, is a good 70% of the Straw Hat.
Okay, that's fine. But try to give Luffy that law book.
Exactly.
That's why niggas aren't saying anything about it, because it's like, what would Luffy say about that shit? He would say, fuck that shit.
He would say, fuck that shit.
So, can I eat this? Nah. I don't need it then. So, that's real cute. Like, I understand that that is a lot of the fleet, but WWLD.
Well, can we also say, like, this nigga Luffy, honestly, can say he's acquired all the
bro, I'm about to put that shit on a t-shirt, quite frankly.
What?
WWLD.
I mean, this nigga has acquired low-key all the riches that man has have to offer. Because, let's, I mean, if you do want to go over OP 908 from panel 1, we can see both the largest princess and probably the one of the two most powerful princesses in the world.
Bro, niggas really said, like, I was really reading up, like, doing some, like, additional research on my bitch Hoshiyo. Like, every time I read some shit about her, it's just confirmed that I was right in my standing of Shirahoshi.
Oh, yeah, no, you called it when you said Shirahoshi was going to be that bitch, and Oda was like, I'm going to make this bitch that bitch.
Because she's that bitch, like, how in a universe where we're literally on the surface of the sea, you're over here telling me that the bitch who's literally Poseidon incarnate, literally at this point, is a gump? Like, nah. She's not going to stay crying at the bottom of the sea. Nah. So, this is her planet. This is her sea.
Nonetheless. So, yeah. Mind you, you got the two most powerful princesses in the world. Both rep the Straw Hat, so. You got Mon Shari with her recovery girl tears. And then you got Shirahoshi, who can just summon, you know, all the monsters of hell. At any moment.
If she gets upset about it.
If she cries about it. Nonetheless.
Bro, on some real shit, though. On some real shit, if that shit would have kept escalating with that nigga grabbing her, that Celestial Dragon grabbing her, Mary Zawai would have been gone.
Oh, that's an interesting.
On some real shit, because she would have been upset as fuck at the prospect of herself being sold into slavery, and that.
But
because
then that's 1,000 feet above, though.
Bruh, I'm sure.
That's 10,000 feet above the 10,000 feet.
I'm sure we've got some kind of shoot up type of device. I'm sure we've got some OD ass. See, how big is Sea King, Sam? Quite frankly.
That is a good fucking question. I would
because we don't have a big ass Sea King octopus.
I mean, yeah,
that could climb up that wall.
We did have a giant Sea King octopus.
So as I said, if that nigga would have kept pressing Shirahoshi, he would have had the Sea Kings to deal with.
He would have had the Sea Kings to deal with.
And them niggas want to keep testing my bitch, yo. Like,
I was talking real.
Like, we could get it popping, quite frankly.
Nonetheless.
Especially if they said that the tree that's in, the Eve tree that's in Mary Joa is directly above Fishman Island.
Also, the Eve tree is in Mary Joa?
That's what niggas said.
Wait, isn't the Adam tree directly on the opposite side of the world?
The point. That's why I'm like, niggas, can we get to this, like... Because, Oda, I see what you're doing. I see, like, you're giving us these little bits and pieces, but... My nigga, like, because they said that the tree above Fishman Island, the reason why them niggas get daylight in the first place is because of the roots of that tree that bring them down.
They bring light down.
Yes. So, why wouldn't that be an OD-ass tree that can reach from the top of Mary Jawa to the bottom of Fishman Island?
That's a good point.
It would be the Eve tree.
You sure it's the Eve tree?
I'd be looking up.
Yo, there's an Eve tree and an Adam tree?
Yes, yo.
The ancient weapon Uranus and the tree of the devil fruits.
That's the Eve tree. Where all devil fruits come from.
All devil fruits come from the Eve tree. But the Adam tree is the indestructible tree.
Facts. Which makes sense. Because Eve was the one with the fruit in the first place. With the devil's fruit. That's some next shit, yo. This nigga Oda, yo.
This nigga Oda been planning some next shit for the longest.
That ass.
The niggas, I mean, mind you, we even going deep into like, the
legitimately for the past 20 plus years, all of this nigga's free time has been dedicated to how am I gonna fuck these niggas' lives up for the rest of their lives?
Like, mind you,
while we're really going to school and like doing all this next shit, he's like, yeah, I did that. Now I can focus on fucking y'all up.
Like, imagine 20 years ago, if the theory we are to propose today exists. Mind you, he has already alluded to it in itself.
That's it.
20 plus years, he has just been waiting to go, ah, nigga.
Nah, it's not even ah, niggas. It's when he's laid down the final piece, it's about to just be some. And niggas are just going to be like, my God. And connect all of the pieces that have been dangling unconnected for all of their lives. He's just gonna gather them up like.
It's just wild if necessarily like.
Because this nigga Oda. All this
foreshadowing.
I can genuinely say I feel like he doesn't foreshadow for. He doesn't leave a stone unturned.
That's what I'm saying.
In his foreshadowing.
The god of foreshadowing. Foreshadow something we didn't even see coming in the slightest.
Yo, because alright, so if we're really going with this evil Shanks theory that Shanks is the nigga on the king, on the throne, the ghost king. Is that what they said? What is it called?
It's ghost called king? The empty throne.
No, but they specifically called it something. Fuck, I forget.
Alright, recapping.
But if Shanks is really that nigga, right? Then honestly, yo, honestly, it makes so much fucking sense.
He's been just sitting around the back.
No, not only that, because of how much fucking pull he had to just walk in that war and be like, niggas,
stop.
Okay, I'm done here. This is done.
This is over.
Like, everybody's like, all right, wrap it up. Like, nigga, who are you? What?
Nah, he was a Yonko, but.
Okay.
Okay, mind you,
the Yonkos were fighting there.
Okay, the Yonko. The government had to take every bit of strength it can to take out one Yonko. The government had to pull out all the stops to take out one Yonko. Only niggas they did not call was Sweet Pea Zero. You bring another nigga of equal strength, the government's like, this is too much. We're not trying to invest this.
Nah. Or it could be like, okay, Papa said it's time to stop.
Not that. It's also true. But... It makes perfect sense that necessarily if another Whitebeard just walked up after y'all killed Whitebeard.
Oda putting Shanks in that all you, black robe, yo. Oda putting Shanks in
that OD, what if that nigga, Shanks was the one who ordered the death of Whitebeard? And specifically stopped the shit after he was dead. What if?
So
after the void, I mean, I don't. But again,
Momo
also was a child on fucking
yo.
But Momo was a child on fucking Roger's ship too.
All right, so all we have of Yib is a dark hooded figure and these eyes. Yeah, the eyes the that we've seen that in is both Mihawk and Shanks.
Very true, and also. we have seen with him, he has only raised, and he has repeatedly only raised.
And only been shown his left hand.
Only shown his left hand.
This is some wild shit.
No one else has that specific thing.
But then why live his life as a Yonko? Why not just be...
If he's god of the world, hide in the highest position in the shadows? That would be the most carefree
spot to be.
In the world? King of pirates?
He doesn't want to be king of pirates, though.
But that's what... But, I mean, when you're already king of the world, you can just sit back and hang out with pirates.
So why give Luffy the One Piece?
Because maybe that nigga had... Maybe that nigga had the power... Maybe that nigga was on fucking Joy Boy's level, and then that nigga lost it when he lost that arm. And he was like, I don't know.
Yeah, this is some wild shit.
Why? If that's true.
Yo, and I've really been looking up, like, to try and see if there's any, like, panels with Shanks and butterflies and shit. Shanks and flowers. Can you just do a quick search to see if there's a nigga who does like butterflies specifically in One Piece? Because I feel like this nigga Oda, like, just the slightest thing
can be huge. You gotta look up fucking the history of the whole shit. One Piece, butterflies. Okay. No, everything came up swimsuits.
That makes sense. look at the manga, too. Yeah, I'll put it in the manga. Fuck. All right, so while we do that, we'll take a short intermission.